very long memories, that you're more likely to be killed by an asteroid than by lightning, or that Julius Caesar was not actually born by cesarean section. The popularity of these books proves Lloyd's other thesis, that human beings, and children in particular, are naturally curious and have a desire to learn. And this, he believes, has several implications for education. According to Lloyd and Mitchinson, there are two reasons why children, in spite of being curious, tend to do badly in school. First, even the best schools can take a fascinating subject, such as electricity or classical civilization, and make it boring by turning it into facts which have to be learned by heart and then regurgitated for tests. Second, QI's popularity seems to prove that learning takes place most effectively when it's done voluntarily. The same teenagers who will happily choose to read a QI book will often sit at the back of a geography class and go to sleep, or worse still, disrupt the rest of the class.
3.28.
Why is it that so many children don't seem to learn anything at school? A TV producer turned writer has come up with some very revolutionary ideas. A few years ago, TV producer John Lloyd thought up a formula for a new quiz show. The show is called QI, which stands for Quite Interesting, and which is also IQ backwards. It's a comedic quiz show hosted by actor Stephen Fry, where panelists have to answer unusual general knowledge questions, and it's become unexpectedly popular with 15 to 25-year-olds. Along with co-author John Mitchinson, Lloyd has since written a number of QI books, for example, The Book of General Ignorance, and these have also been incredibly successful. Lloyd's basic principle is very simple. Everything you think you know is probably wrong, and everything is interesting. The QI Book of General Ignorance, for example, contains 240 questions, all of which reveal surprising answers. So we learn, for example, that goldfish have